Welcome to the Dietitian Values Podcast, a space for conversations that go beyond lip speak, challenge the status quo, and hopefully create a space where we can learn and unlearn in connection and community. Join me, Laura Jean, accredited practicing dietitian, as I brain dump my thoughts, chat with insightful guests, and create a space where we'll probably end up with more questions than answers, but also a space for encouraging and inspiring accountable action. Let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to this week's episode of the Dietitian Values Podcast. Thanks so much for being here with me. Whether you're tuning in for the first time or a repeat offender, I'm always honoured to have you share your time, space, and ear or audio waves with me, audio space, and to be able to connect with you. And I wanted today to use today's episode as a little bit of a check-in and also just to offer up just a question to reflect into, a little bit different than my weekly reflection questions. If you don't know, I've been doing this year some weekly reflection questions via Instagram lives and also via my email list. So if you're not on the email list, I'll drop the link to that in the show notes, and you can jump on there and we're doing reflection. So this week I was talking about dreaming, which isn't exactly what I wanted to talk about today on the podcast. I want to check in, but I also want to check in with you as in, like, you know, share what's going on with me. Hear about what's going on with you if you're up for sharing. But I want to encourage you to check in with where you're at. It's March and we are partway through March. And so we've started the year, you know, we're in here. And to just kind of check in with what's been happening, you know, where have you been out? What's been going on? What are you celebrating? I'd really love to encourage you to remember to take time to pause and reflect through the year as you're going in your business. Often we leave our reflection, and I think reflection is such an important tool. We often reflect at the end of the year as we set kind of goals, and then we can get really kind of caught up or pulled along by the happenings of the year. And I want to encourage you, and I think what I will do with the podcast is every kind of three-esque months over the year is drop an episode just encouraging you to reflect and offering up some prompts for reflection, a midpoint reflection in your year, or midpoints as the case will be, as opposed to a single one, and not just mid, of course, but at various points. Anyway, we don't need to cut it up into fractions and figure the maths out. Somebody else can do the mathing for me. So what I want to offer up to you as reflection prompts, and then we'll do a little bit of check-in. I'll share with you my answers or my kind of reflections around it. So firstly is, yeah, how have things been going? If you did set any kind of goal, intention, or have a word for the year, what's been happening around that, or words, what's been happening around that, where are you at with that, and what are you celebrating? Is there, what are you proud of, what are you happy about, and have you made space to celebrate that, and celebrate yourself? Celebrating our wins and celebrating what happens is not just a great practice to get into, to acknowledge, you know, to support us to slow down, to support us to actually really ground in that process. Often, and particularly depending on what kind of achieve you've been over your life, sometimes we can achieve things and we can get small wins or big wins, and then we're on to the next thing. So having a practice of celebrating our wins and really making the time and space for that is really, I think, useful. And it doesn't necessarily just mean outcome-based wins, process-based things as well. So things that are just happening through the process, and then making space to actually celebrate that. So what are you celebrating, or what have you, what could you be celebrating? Where perhaps have you maybe missed some opportunities even in this early part of the year? And where could you carve out some time or space to do that celebrating, to celebrate yourself? And perhaps going forward, how could you embed that as part of the processes in your business, as a way that you, you know, build it in or hold space for it within the things you already do? Perhaps if you do have a regular reflection practice, it's adding that kind of questioning. If you do like quarterly, I know people are into, like, you know, the quarterly kind of check-ins and goal settings and stuff like that. If that's your jam, perhaps that could be part of that, to really not just look forward, but also to notice what has happened and where you've been to. So definitely celebrate new wins. So there's that piece to slow us down, to recognize. But there's also a lot of nervous system benefits to celebrating our wins, because celebrating our wins and recognizing, acknowledging those things, it creates sense of safety. And our nervous system is always seeking safety. And so celebrating our wins gives that feedback to our nervous system around safety, and it helps our nervous system to recognize that. So that's also another win for wins, or another promotion for wins. So for myself, if I think about my year, so the main things I wanted to offer up as like reflection questions is reflecting on where you're at, how you're feeling in this moment. Is what's happening in your business in this moment, and doing a reflection on like the microcosm, like on that, on these little kind of moments is can be helpful, because often, again, we think about the big picture, about like, you know, am I happy with what happened over the year, or where I'm moving to, but just in this moment, is your business meeting your needs? How are you feeling? Are you feeling fulfilled? Are you feeling frustrated? Are you on the edge of burnout or deep within it? Are you feeling satisfied or dissatisfied? Are you feeling like things are moving where you want them to go, or do you feel like they're not? So just noticing what comes up for you when you check in, what is going on in your business right now, how you're feeling, what you're noticing. And then, of course, remembering your business is nested inside your life. So what's happening there in relationship or in the relating between you, your business, your life and your business and all those pieces. Often work and life are pitted as like competitive pieces, but they're related pieces. Your work is, you are nested inside your work or your business. Your business is nested in your nested inside your life. And then your business and your life are actually nested inside of you. So it's kind of, it's not linear at all by any means. And it's not, you know, it's an ecosystem of relating. So what's kind of going on, being aware of that, where might there be things to celebrate, and perhaps where might there be things to adjust, things to make space for? What do you need in this moment? Checking in, yeah, if you did have a word or goals, like where are you at with those? Are they still relevant? Is there anything you need to kind of scratch off the list? Is there anything new? Or is there a need to, yeah, slow down or shift focus or really work on, you know, things you might have missed in that, you know, beginning of the year kind of assessment or beginning of the year kind of future projecting? And also recognizing, you know, 3 months into the year or, you know, partway through the third month of the year, a lot of shit can change and things can happen. And so even just revisiting things within the context of what is now, what exists now for you and for your business, for you and your, you know, your life, your relationships, your personal life and those kind of pieces, because of course that impacts your business, your health, all those pieces. And so just a little reflection, check-in, celebration, encouragement if you are open to it. So for myself, where I'm at, things are just kind of, you know, ticking along, which relates very, very well with my word of the year, which was perennialize. And I'll link to my episode I did on my word of the year. And just to explain a little bit more about what that is, which is basically just to kind of continue in the same vein, to basically strengthen the roots of my business, but to continue not to really do anything particularly new or different or big or bigger, or quick or faster, but just to continue with the things that are nourishing myself and nourishing my business. And so I've just wrapped up the launch or the opening up of Radical, which is my 6-month program. And it was really great to have a group of people to come along with me on that. I had 2 cohort offers. Now, I didn't get enough people to run both the cohorts. And so I've got 1 cohort. And to be like transparent, I suppose, to just give you a bit of an idea. So I had a total of 5 people sign up for Radical. And 1 person had signed up to the opposite cohort. I did offer them a space in the one that I was able to go ahead with, that I had enough numbers to make that kind of, you know, generative and viable. And but unfortunately it wasn't a fit time wise and so 4 people. And so we're not talking giant launches, and that's not what my aim is. And also I'm celebrating that people see the program and see that it's something they want to do. So taking a moment to celebrate that as part of my kind of reflecting on the launch and on how things went. We had our first session this week when this podcast drops, and that was great. It's always so great to connect to people around doing business differently, and Radical just holds space to build, you know, a different kind of connecting and relating, which I really love. So that's been great, and I'm celebrating that. I'm actually heading away this weekend on a yoga/meditation retreat, I suppose, going to be doing stand-up paddleboarding for the first time. So I've never done that before. So we'll see what happens with that. I could be spending some time in the water. Who knows? So I'm celebrating with that this weekend when a friend reached out to me and said that this retreat was coming up, and I saw the dates and I was like, oh, that's going to be after my radical launch. That'll be a great way to kind of, you know, just take some time to reflect and to celebrate that that has happened. Even if nobody had signed up, I can still celebrate the process of putting it out there, putting myself out there, showing up consistently in how I'm talking about what I'm doing. You know, there's still ways we can celebrate what the process piece as opposed to, you know, just the outcome piece. So anyway, that's me. So perennialize, I'm still perennializing. Radical's underway, so that will be my focus as far as like programs for the next 6 months. And that is only a once a year thing. So I give my full focus and attention to that. I'm still offering one-to-one spaces, of course, and coaching through that. So that'll be the main way to get kind of coaching space with me. And I'm also percolating some ideas for some webinars. So if I'm thinking of like this time of year, I'm checking in and thinking, well, where's my capacity and what do I want to work on? Going into, you know, the next kind of, you know, I don't do the quarterly thing, but if we were breaking up the year into quarters, I'm looking at doing some webinars, possibly one about burnout, and I had a note somewhere. I can't remember what the other one was going to be about. Oh, that's right, around doing business. Just talking about social media, the role it can play, but also doing business without it. And for those of you who don't know, I created my first business back in 2007 before social media even existed. So it is possible. So yeah, I'm going to look at a couple of webinars on those ideas. So if you do want to make sure you don't miss any announcements about that, jump on the newsletter email list, which again, I said I'd pop in the show notes so you can grab the reflections, the weekly reflections. But if it's not the weekly reflections you're interested in, but you just want to hear about any of those webinars and what I've got coming up, then definitely pop on that. If you loved the idea of Radical, but you didn't sign up this year, it just wasn't the right time for you timing-wise or whatever is going on, there is a link to sign up to the waitlist for that via my link in my bio on Instagram at any point. I keep that up over the years so people can jump on that so that you can get all the info around that as well if it's something you're interested in and you don't want to miss when that launches again next year. But spoiler, it always launches in February and then we run it in March. So that is kind of where I'm at. Outside of the business piece, it is autumn, has kind of like turned here where I'm based. So I'm looking at setting up the autumn garden. I've got a heap of plants I want to get in. It's supposed to be like close to 30-ish degrees today, which I think is like 90-ish Fahrenheit for those who work in that kind of measurement. So I'm waiting for that to pass and it's going to be a bit cooler the next few days. So I'm going to plant heaps of my autumn crops tomorrow afternoon. Hope, fingers crossed, that the slugs and sladers and all the bloody bugs don't eat them all and I get something. Anyway, that's gardening, right? Well, maybe not right. Maybe you don't realize, but us gardeners, basically we plant things and hope for the best. And a lot of the times there's lots of quote unquote failures in gardening. Anyway, so that's what my life is been at. That's my kind of check-in. I'd love to hear from you if you want to share with me what's been going on. What are you celebrating? Where maybe did you miss an opportunity to celebrate and perhaps I've been spurred on by this conversation to celebrate that? How are you going with your word of the year? And if, you know, shit has hit the fan or if things have changed or shifted, give yourself time and space, a pause, an opportunity to take in a big deep breath and exhale and, you know, recalibrate if you need to. So take a moment now to pause, to check in on yourself, to check in on your capacity, because particularly when it comes to things like if you are somebody who does have a history of like cycling through burnout or feeling overwhelmed or extracting from yourself in your business or in your work, having an ongoing practice to reflect and to notice and to pick up on your red flags or behaviors or things that can kind of slowly get out of whack is really great to catch things early, or at least to notice if you have, you know, you've tipped over the precipice and you're deep in, and to be able to recalibrate and put things in place or take things out of the rotation that you need to give yourself space. If you need any support or space around that, you know I'm always here to continue the conversation and support, but also I'm just really here for your updates. So send me an email over laura@dietitianvalues.com or slide into my DMs on Instagram @dietitianvalues. I'm always here to continue the conversation. If you want to jump on the email list, I'll pop that list, that link in the bio, and anything else, you know where to find me. Okay, until next time, bye for now.
Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate you and the time you've given to me. If you like what you heard, please share it with your dietitian besties and subscribe on your platform of choice. Want more like this? Come follow along and continue the convo on Instagram, where I hang out at Dietitian Values. I'm so grateful for you and the opportunity to connect. Have a good one. Catch you next time on the Dietitian Values podcast. The Dietitian Values podcast is recorded on the unceded lands of the Ngambri and Ngunnawal people. I pay my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging.